This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a conversation with Nepal's interim Prime Minister Sushila Karki. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed heartfelt condolences on the recent tragic loss of lives and reaffirmed India's steadfast support for efforts to restore peace and stability. He also extended warm greetings to her and the people of Nepal on the National Day tomorrow. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the centre will provide full funding required to upgrade industrial training institutes, ITIs, in the states into AI-driven training centres. Ms. Sitharaman was addressing the annual symposium of the Indian Foundation for Quality Management in New Delhi. She said ITIs have been upgraded to meet the changing need of industry.
These ITIs, as I said, one in every district, there are about 750, approximate number, 750 districts. So if these ITIs would adopt a hub and spoke model within a state, we will be able to provide them the entire money required for upgrading these places for AI-driven training centers.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that significant reforms have been done in the Income Tax Act and the Goods and Services Tax. Mr. Vaishnav was addressing the PAFI Annual Forum 2025 in New Delhi. He said the way GST has been structured, it will make everyday household items and agricultural products more affordable.
The way GST has been structured, practically every household item, every item used in farming, practically every item used by aspirational middle class will get cheaper. When lower prices, the demand will get a significant boost.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the NDA government in Bihar is working towards building a developed state with full support from the centre. Mr. Shah was addressing the regional convention of BJP leaders and workers from the Shahabad and Magad regions in the Rohtas district. He urged party workers to go door-to-door and inform people about the initiatives taken by Nitish Kumar government for the welfare of women and youth. The Election Commission today said the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on the deletion of votes were incorrect and baseless. The commission said no deletion of any vote can be done online by any member of the public as misconceived by Mr. Gandhi. The commission stated that in 2023, certain unsuccessful attempts were made for the deletion of electors in Aland Assembly constituency of Karnataka, and an FIR was filed by the commission itself to investigate the matter. Earlier, addressing a press conference at the party's headquarters in New Delhi, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi claimed that at least 6,000 votes had been deleted in the Aland Assembly constituency. Meanwhile, BJP alleged that by taking help from toolkits, Mr. Gandhi constantly questions and undermines the constitutional institutions. Severe damage was reported in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand following heavy rainfall and cloudbursts late last night. Four villages in the Nandanagar region were the worst affected. 14 people are missing and around 20 have been injured. So far, nearly 200 villages have been evacuated to safer locations. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reviewed the situation and directed immediate relief and rescue operations. Swachhata Pledge was today organized at the premises of Akashvani in New Delhi as part of the ongoing Seva Pakhwara. Director General of Akashvani Rajiv Kumar Jain administered Swachhata Pledge to the officers and staff of Akashvani. The Seva Pakhwara, which began yesterday on the occasion of the birthday of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, will continue till the 2nd of October, Gandhi Jayanti. In badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's single quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen today. The two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Pon Pa Wee Chochu Wong of Thailand and Indian star men's doubles duo of Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have also reached the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.